car? Did you get a passport card?
Not yet.
The lobby was packed with adults and kids waiting for van tours to see the spaceport's laboratories, mission control, and even the launch sites. Alaska Aerospace's interim CEO and president, John Kramer, was in a conference room near the entrance and held question and answer sessions for groups.
How many of you is this your first time coming to the spaceport?
A recent criticism of the company has been transparency. This is the first tour day at the Pacific Spaceport Complex since the pandemic, and Kramer says it's just the first step to improving communication with the public.
A couple of things. We're spending some money right now to purchase some reader boards. So these are the lighted signs that you see alongside the road. The ones that we have been using up until now, you had to manually adjust.
The goal with the new signs is to keep folks headed to the Pisagshack area updated on road and beach closures due to testing or launches at the facility. Kramer also plans to update their website as often as possible and send out closure announcements over the radio leading up to launches. The push for transparency also comes as the corporation seeks to renew its lease for the area. The agreement allows the company to use the area for rocket testing and launches. The current lease is set to expire next year, and Alaska Aerospace wants to renew it for another 3 decades. The existing agreement permits the company to have a bit over 3,700 acres of land for its core launch facility, and the renewal application outlines nearly the same footprint.
We're renewing the lease that we have and have had for the past 25, 30 years. So it's a renewal. The only real change, substance change that's in there is we're letting folks know that we have an interest in the old Loran site.
The old Loran site is a parcel of about 90 acres that the Coast Guard used for long-range navigation systems. The station is no longer in operation. But critics of the spaceport have claimed it's an attempt to control more than 7,000 acres in addition to their current facilities. Kramer says that land is also in the current lease as the complex's safety closure zone for launches.
We've always had the ability to shut down access on launch day more acreage than we usually do. We just haven't, because we haven't had a need to. That's not going to change. It's going to be the same.
The renewal application has plans for potential expansion, including new warehouses and more roads around the spaceport's current campus. One of the company's upcoming construction plans is to rebuild a launch pad that was damaged after an anomaly caused a rocket to crash land in January. The public can read over the application and send comments to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources by October 12. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.